I don't engage in ideological spats. I engage in reality. And what Fine Gael have said quite clearly is that NAMA is not going to work. The IMF, which is the big international body dealing with banks, said in their meetings with the government, the minutes of which we had to discover through the Freedom of Information Act, that NAMA would not provide the wall of cash that the Minister for Finance was talking about. We now know that because the reduction in the valuations is going to be paid for by the taxpayer. But what we also said is, put your money where your mouth is, Fine Gael. And what Fine Gael did was, we came up with what we call the National Economic Recovery Authority, or New ERA. And what we want to do is create 100,000 jobs for people in Kildare and everywhere else in the areas of water, of broadband, of renewables, of green energy, and what we call smart grid through electricity. And we have proven how we can fund that, and I've said to Brian Cowan, get out of your straitjacket that you're locked into because of your tribal politics. Take this proposition and run with it, and I will support you. So we haven't just kind of held the government to account here. What we have said is, look, there is a better way, a different way. Here are the costings. This is the way it'll work, and this is the end result, both for small business, for shopkeepers, and for people who are looking for jobs. When I go to third-level colleges, and I speak to architects and young engineers who are now having to leave for Canada and America and elsewhere, I want to say to them, there is a better way, and there is a way that we can get our economy back moving again by creating jobs for people in Kildare and across the country. And I haven't just spoken about it. I've proven how it can be done, and I've offered this on a half a dozen occasions in the chamber of the Dáil to the government, but they don't want to listen because they don't want to take ideas from anybody but themselves.
And moving on to the global picture, Jim McLeod is quoted in a number of papers today saying that there will be a general election by the end of this year. Do you want a general election?
Yes.
Would a general election be right for this country given the current instability we have?
Yes, I do want a general election, and I'd like to have it now. In fact, I've been calling it for the last 18 months.
Is the present government, what's gone on recently between the Greens and Fianna Fáil, do you think that partnership is tenable?
That partnership is now riven with suspicion. What we saw last week was the true face of a party in government for too long that is only focused on self-preservation. That's a distraction from the people in Kildare who are looking for work today. I meet them when they can't pay their mortgage. They've got no prospects of jobs, two in university or three in third level or whatever it is. What we need to do is get our economy moving, provide work for our people, provide hope and opportunities and careers. And that's where the Fine Gael party is consistently saying, this is the way we have to change the way we do business in Ireland. Our health system, our economy, the opportunity to create jobs for young people, to maintain workers and make it easier.
And you've gone through that, Mr. Kenny. And what